plague lay in either converting or exiling or murdering the Jewish population, thereby hoping that the community would be spared the wrath of God. And from 1348 till about 1390, in that 45-year period, the Jewish communities of France and Germany and England almost disappeared entirely. You have a community of Frankfurt am Main that in 1350 had over 19,000 Jews, and in the year 1400 did not have a minion left. And that was exemplary of many, many other communities throughout Western Europe. You will add to it that the Jews also died of the Black Death. It's hard to tell whether the proportion was less or not. The Christians claimed it was less. The Christians claimed that the Jews died at only half the rate. Well, even if it were only half the rate, it still was one-fifth of the population. But if the reason was that they died at a lesser rate, that reason can be attributed simply to the sanitary practices of the Jews, which the halakha imposes upon a Jew. Jewish law compels one, for instance, to wash his or her hands many times during the day. In the medieval world, a person could go half of his or her lifetime without ever washing their hands. You could not eat food, according to Jewish law, without washing your hands. You couldn't leave the bathroom without washing your hands. After any sort of intimate human contact, one had to wash. And the custom of washing at least once a week, bathing for the Sabbath, all of these imposed a sanitary standard far above the ordinary sanitary standard that medieval Europe had. Also, because the halakha prevents us from reciting blessings or saying prayers or etc. at open pits, at latrines, at places of foul odor or bad stench, in places of dirt, etc. So the sanitary system in the Jewish neighborhoods, primitive as it was always far superior to the general sanitary system, simply because otherwise there would be no way to maintain Jewish life. It's only one of the myriad of examples of how Jewish law and the Torah preserve the Jewish people through this terrible, dark period. So it may very well be that the death rate among Jews was less, significantly less. But it still was appalling. It still was present. The Jews also have a halacha of burial of the dead. By leaving corpses unburied, that brought about not only the continuance of the bubonic plague, but it brought about typhus and other plagues, which fed upon this unbelievable nightmare situation. I mean, I don't think that even in the midst of all the horrors of our wars and everything else that the 20th century has seen, I don't think that we can really conjure up in our mind what Europe looked like in that century when the Black Death raged through it. I've recommended many times Barbara Tuchman's book called A Distant Mirror, in which she has one whole chapter devoted to the Black Death, and the descriptions that she has here taken from the writings of the time, even if you make allowances for all of the exaggerations, are just so awful that one cannot imagine. She writes here, let me just read you one paragraph. So again, you'll see the difference between the reactions of the Jews and the general population. The Jews always maintained the chevron.